And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Continuing through the end of the week, end of this month, in Baton Rouge at the Baton Rouge Gallery, a collection of work by Craig McCullen called Precious Things. Craig is an artist from Lafayette. Continuing education here at UL Lafayette has a number of professional development courses being offered in August. For more information, please call their office at 482-6386 or stop by the website, which is ce.louisiana.edu. The Rehearsal, a 17th century comic satire play, opened this past weekend and continues at Cité des Arts through Sunday. It's directed by Lauren Green White and features period costumes as well as period music from the 17th century. This is only the second time that it's been produced in the United States, and we have an opportunity here in Lafayette to see it at Cité this coming weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and on Sunday afternoon. Tickets are available by calling Cité des Arts or going to their website. Also opening this week at Burke Hall Theater, Neil Gaiman's Wolves in the Walls. It's based on a book by Neil Gaiman and adapted for the stage by Cody Daig. Performances will be in Burke Hawthorne Hall this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 and on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Tickets will be available at the door. For more information on the play, you can contact Burke Hall at 482-10-0172. Also, you can contact us for more information about dates and times. The 10th anniversary celebration of the Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble presents Love's Labor's Lost by Acting Up in Acadiana. The performance will be at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. It will run Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30. For more information, call the Acadiana Center for the Arts at 233-7060. You can also purchase tickets through that number or go online to the ACA's website. And the Acadiana Center for the Arts has a number of exhibits on display from this last second Saturday art walk, including the Southern Open and Bulletproof in the side gallery. The Young Naturalist Club opened up this past Saturday at the Acadiana Park Nature Station. For more information about the Young Naturalist Club, you can call the Acadiana Park Nature Station. Lots of events going on at Vermilionville this summer. They will have a canoe paddle this Saturday, July 28th, from 8:30 in the morning until 11:30. For more information, you can call Margot Addison at Vermilionville. Canoe trips are held every second and last Saturday of the month, weather and river conditions permitting. Also in the afternoon at Vermilionville, they have their weekly Cajun Jam session, free admission for the jam session. And on Sunday, the Ball du Dimanche with Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble at the Performance Center at Vermilionville. That will last from 1 to 4 p.m. You can dance the afternoon away with Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble. Lots of exhibits at the Hilliard University Art Museum, including Finding Egypt in Louisiana, the Ambassador Jefferson Caffrey collection. He was the American ambassador to Egypt from 1949 to 1955 and collected a variety of artifacts there. He went on several dig sites, including the Valley Temple with Egyptologist Dr. Ahmed Fakhri and President Nasser of Egypt. The collected artifacts range in age from the First Dynasty to the 25th Dynasty. That's all on display at the Hilliard University Art Museum. Also a collection of work by Cora Kelly Ward, who was born in 1920 in Eunice and spent her professional life as an artist in New York. Her entire collection was donated to the Hilliard, and they have put together an exhibit of her selected work that is on display currently. Also, Faith and Form is on display at the Hilliard. Fine art and decorative art